Hey friends, this is Life After College, and I'm Coach Brigana. I'm here to inspire you to level up, empowering you to rise to new heights on your journey as you create the success you've always dreamed of. Let's dive in. Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast and welcome to April. I know it's just the first week of April, however, we are getting closer and closer to the end of the academic year, getting closer to May, June timeframe. I know that graduation dates vary for everyone. With all that, a lot of transition is underway. Some of you will be going off to college, others may be graduating college, so you're going to be going off and starting down your career path. And it also means there might be a little overwhelm that you're starting to feel. There might be, as the end of the school year is ticking down, there could be several things that are on your list of things to get done before graduation. And some of you might even be engaging in a little bit of procrastination. I know for me, I definitely was that person who routinely would procrastinate. And procrastination really came from a sense of overwhelm and a little anxiety because it just felt like too much. And it was a series of choices I made that caused me to have very late nights writing papers and working on projects so that they were turned in on time. And so if that sounds like you, this episode will serve you very, very well because we're going to be talking about overwhelm, yes. We're going to talk about time management, but particularly a strategy, a tool that you can use to help you to not feel so overwhelmed and to really get on track and sharpen up those time management skills. And so with that, the tool is chunking things down. It's a very simple tool, and I know for a fact you will find it useful. I know when I started using this tool, I was like, oh man, this is a game changer. And it's a game changer because it works on a psychological level. I have this big project that needs to get done. However, when I chunk things down, they're smaller things, which means there's wins that I get to have along the way. I'm not just going gusto for the big thing and waiting for that, but I'm creating small wins for myself. And so what does chunking things down look like? We spoke a little bit about it in both episodes 12 and 13, where episode 12 was about owning your morning, and then episode 13 was about creating an evening routine. In both of those episodes, we talked about just taking on one thing at a time as opposed to taking on all things. Also, particularly in episode 13, where we talked about an evening routine, I talked about waking up early and that I wanted to wake up early or earlier, and rather than just jumping to waking up a half hour early, I decided to chunk things down. And I decided to chunk things down after multiple attempts at just jumping to waking up a half hour early. It never worked. I would hit the snooze button. And so I'm like, okay, how can I get this to work for me? And that's the key. How can I get this to work for me? What would this look like? What would chunking this down look like? And for everyone, and honestly, different situations, it'll look maybe slightly different, but it's just the act of, again, chunking it down. So for that example of me wanting to wake up early, I just started to wake up 5 minutes early. 5 minutes early. I was like, I could do 5 minutes. 5 minutes I can surely do. And I did it. And I did it for a while and I got used to that. And then I bumped it up to 10 minutes, then 15. And you see what I'm saying? It's It's chunking it down and building up towards the 30 minutes. The same can be done if you're at school, if you're working on a project. Maybe it's a research paper. You're not just gonna, okay, get assigned the research paper and then sit down, write it all up, and call it a day. There's a process that you will go through. And chunking it down will serve you in crafting what that would look like for you. Especially because for those that are either in college or you're about to step into college, you will have conflicting priorities. You will have projects, papers, finals, midterms due some on the same day or back to back. And so chunking things down will help you get a game plan together so you're not overwhelmed, you don't procrastinate, and you can tackle these assignments and turn them in to the best of your ability. And so back to that research paper as an example, you're gonna, one, you'll read your syllabus to know when these papers are due, and you'll plug that into your calendar. We talked about this back on episode 11, Thriving Through College, and I provided you with 5 tips to be successful. One of them was reading your syllabus. You're going to read it and you're going to backwards plan. That's honestly a key to chunking things down, is backwards planning. What is the assignment? What is a goal? What is that due date? And let's backwards plan. Okay, the research project, it's due on X date. So 2-3 months before, I'm going to brainstorm my topic. And maybe you're going to brainstorm and then start to outline. I don't know what your process is, but you'll figure that out for yourself. Then from there, what would be the next thing? Okay, you have your outline. Then in the next week, you decide you're going to write your introductory paragraph. Then the following week, you say you're going to write 2 pages or a page, or you're going to write, you know, your next paragraph, your next little section on your outline. It's going to look different for everyone because everyone thinks differently. Everyone processes things differently. However, chunking things down is really what you want to focus on. How much you chunk it down is really up to you. Now, with that, I also want you to be kind to yourself and to know that if you take on this practice, you start to chunk things down and you're still feeling overwhelmed, that's okay. It is okay. That right there is some feedback for you. It's not that you failed. It's not that, you know, you're not good at chunking things down, or you can't do it, or it's all just overwhelming and you're just gonna get paralyzed. I say that because that's what would happen to me. So I hear you, I feel you, I get it. I also want you to know that if you start to chunk things down and things just didn't work out the way you wanted them to, it is okay. It's feedback. And so for the next project, look at what could be done differently. What went well? What would you do differently? Keep what went well. Don't toss that out. Keep it going. However, maybe the things that you want to do differently, really look at that. Maybe you need to chunk things down even more. Maybe part of that is creating a day of planning for yourself so you can actually hone in on what needs to get done, when will it get done, and allocate some time and space in your schedule and your calendar to do that so you set yourself up for success. All of this is for your benefit. I want you to have a sense of breathing room, whether it's in college or whether you're at a job and you have a lot of taskers that you have to get done. This allows for breathing room and allows for you to be successful. So with chunking things down, the first thing you do is going to find out a due date and going to find out what the requirements are. What are your subtaskers? From there, you're going to backwards plan and you're going to figure out, okay, what can I do separately and by when? And then you will also take notice to what's going on. Maybe some things might take you a little bit longer than you anticipate. That's okay. Reassess. Still chunk things down. This is taking me a little bit longer. So what's the new time frame going to look like? You have the capability to do that, and it's okay to do so. So that's the simple tool for this week, a time management strategy, chunking things down. I challenge you to take maybe one class or one assignment, one project in one of your classes, or for those of you approaching going into your career path, maybe it's interviewing. That's what you're going to chunk down of, like, I need to apply to some jobs, right? I challenge you to take on one task or one goal and to chunk it down and to see how it works for you. Try it on like you're going to try on a pair of pants and see how it works for you, and then make adjustments as you need. And of course, I'm always here as a sounding board. If you have questions or you get stuck along the way, I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me on my website, coachbrianna.com. Go to the contact page, shoot me a message. I'd love to answer any questions that you might have or if you're feeling stuck. Also, if you're enjoying the Life After College podcast, be sure to write a review on Apple Podcasts, share it, and then tag me on social media at Next Level Bree so that I can thank you for listening. All right. I hope you make it a great week. Make good choices. And I will talk to you next time. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Life After College. Be sure to stay up to date on all the latest episodes by subscribing. Want to connect? Reach out on Instagram and TikTok at Next Level Bree. And if you're ready to level up and want support on your journey to success, visit the contact page at coachbrianna.com. Thanks again for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. And remember, you're in the driver's seat on your road to success.